The following recording is copyright 2013, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
In last Sunday's gospel, Jesus stood up in the synagogue in Nazareth and gave us his mission statement to clarify for us his identity and his mission. He adopted, in fact, Isaiah's mission statement as his own. He states his identity, that he is the Messiah, which is Christ in Greek. And then he goes on to describe his mission, what the Spirit has anointed him to do. Okay? Namely, to bring good news to the poor. What theologians call his preferential option for the poor, people who are oppressed in any way, including those who are blind or held captive spiritually or physically, including sinners in the clutch of Satan and people enslaved to addictions. He has come to inaugurate a year acceptable to the Lord. Jesus declares that in him, that day has arrived. Today, in this Sunday's gospel, we have what happens next. People are very upset that his good news applied even to foreigners. And so they demanded that he at least work some miracles for them, like he had been doing for those foreigners over there in Capernaum. Jesus gives them two examples of God's preferential love for foreigners. First, he tells them about in a time of famine, God sent Elijah to save a poor widow in Lebanon, but not to any of the starving of Israel. She was from Tyre and Sidon. And then he sent Elisha to heal Naaman from Syria, but not to any of the lepers in Israel. God loves and saves foreigners, and Jesus will do the same because his mission was to speak God's truth, whether people liked it or not. In today's gospel, in today's first reading, we see that anyone who dares to speak God's truth is bound to come into conflict with those who take advantage of the weak. But God's truth always prevails. Elsewhere, Jesus tells us that the truth will set us free, but he knows that the truth can also get you killed, which is precisely what the people tried to do to him in today's gospel. They planned to kill him, throw him over the cliff, but Jesus escaped their grasp and slipped away. You too are called to continue Christ's work in today's world, right here in Hot Springs, speaking God's truth, whether people like it or not. Obviously, this means that, like Jesus, you must love the poor and welcome foreigners with a preferential love, people who are oppressed in any way. This means concern for the poor and vulnerable in time of war, concern for the people in the Middle East. This means working for social justice right here at home, just immigration laws, a just wage, suitable medical care for the poor, good schools for everyone, an end to racism and other sins against human dignity, and so on. I can give you a long list. Christ came to bring good news to the poor, to inaugurate a year acceptable to the Lord. And we, like him, are to continue God's work of salvation today. Today we have been celebrating a Vocations Awareness Day, sponsored by the Knights of Columbus, right here in Hot Springs. And in this Mass, I have the joy of formally admitting one of your own, George Sanders to candidacy for ordination to the priesthood. George and Brenda are very patient people. This has been a long time in coming, and complicated by the fact that there were 2 years without a bishop here, so things are put on hold at that point. Okay? As you may know, and of course as Brenda would want you to know, George is a married man who qualifies for a special provision in church law that provides a path to the priesthood for the married clergy of non-Catholic churches who convert to Catholicism. The same provision that allowed your beloved associate pastor, Father Alan Rossino, to become a Catholic priest 25 years ago. So, and you might be interested to know, Hot Springs is the only place that has produced vocations of this sort here among us. So, on December 6th, Pope Benedict XVI approved my petition after repeated emails to, not to him, but to the congregation, to ordain George. And last Monday, I received the letter from Rome granting me permission to proceed, and hence today's admission to candidacy. Okay? He's already received acolyte and lector, but candidacy can only be given once the person has got a clear path forward to the priesthood, and he now does. And we're not wasting any time because we just got the letter on Monday. It gives me great joy also to announce that his ordination to the diaconate is scheduled for March 3rd at the 10 o'clock Mass right here in Hot Springs, right here at St. John's. And then later this year, I will be able to ordain him to the priesthood. So in just a moment, Monsignor Friend is going to call George forward for admission to candidacy for the Sacrament of Holy Orders.